Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Esther Bela Bas Ristvara, for Moshe Gavriel Ben Yehudis, for Reb Yisrael Chaim and Chana Rachel, and for Chai Aviva Bas Sheinel Miriam, Esther Bas Frimit, Bracha Bat Slecha, Bachom Asa Yedayim. We're learning the sugya of writing the name of the man and the woman in a shtar kiddushin. This is based on the Heilige Sefer, the Masis Moshe of Hagon HaGadol, Rav Moshe Chavroni Zatzal. It says in the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Tes Lamed Aleph, Bishtar Ketzad, Kosev Lo Bitcho Mikudeshes Li, etc. So you see that the Nusach is Bitcho Mikudeshes Li. Vam Rav Rav Nachman Kosev Lo, etc. Bitcho Mikudeshes Li, Hare At Mikudeshes Li. So these are all shtaris. And it's mashma miloshen ha-gemara that you don't need shmo v'shma b'shtar kedushin. If you write harad mikudeshesli, or if you're makadish al yidei ha'av, bitcha mikudeshesli, that's enough. And you don't need to write I ploni, writing his name, is makadish bitcha plonis, writing her name, or re'at plonis mikudeshesli, writing her name. That's the opinion of, that's the pashtus of the Gemara. However, the Rashba does not accept that understanding. Dr. Rashba, that bitcha mikudeshesli kosev loy. Because you learn shtar gerushin from shtar kedushin. You learn shtar kedushin, shtar gerushin. And there, by Shtar Gerishin, you have to write Shmoisein Beget. And it's Doraisa, as it says, Sefer Krisus, Svirus Dvarim. Hakorsim Beinoi Leveina. Ubein Shmoisein, Mimufurashim Beget, Ein Mochiach Mitocha Get, Sheheze Get, Koris Bein Ruvein Leleia. So just like you need by a Get that their names should be written in the Get, so too, by Shtar Kedushin, you need to write their names, and so says the Ran. And so is Mefurish in the Yerushalmi in the first perek, in the second halacha, perek aleph halacha beis, and the Bir Hagran Ebenezer Simon Lamed beis. The Ritva Daitoi Noise Nota Kimitzas Rab Visa. His opinion is inclined towards some of our Rabbeim who hold that you don't require his name and her name in a shtar kedushin, because he says get gufa, it's only midrabban. Mitakanas Rabban Gamliel, don't mean the shem ira v'shem ira. It's like writing the name of the cities. And even if in a get it's daraisa, that's because it says sefer krisus, but shtar kedushin. Since we know who's getting married, who's the makadesh and who's the miskadeshes, that's enough. You don't need muchach bitocho. You don't need that the shtar itself should say who's getting married. Doesn't say anywhere that you have to write the name explicitly. So the Ritva is machria that you don't require their names in kedushin because doesn't say anywhere that you need to write their names. But that's Zeir Shver, because we have a Yerushalmi that you require their names. And if you're going to say that in our Gemara it wasn't mentioned, there's no Raya from our Gemara Shaloka Yerushalmi, because you can say that our Gemara just didn't go didn't get specific. Our Gemara said bitcha mikudeshesli, but what it meant is bitcha your daughter, and write your daughter's name. Who's your daughter? Your daughter is a shendel. Shendel. Should be a good time to be maskei the schus of shendi chana bas malka. She should be zochet to a zivu kogum. Her name should be in the shtar kedushin, at least in the shtar ksuba. Today we don't marry with shtar kedushin anymore. Al kopanim. So that's the Lishna, that's the Lashon of, that's what it means. So the Gemara wasn't explicit about it, but it could be understood that way, and the Yerushalmi is explicit. also shver on the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Kidesh Bishtar, Kosev, etc. Harei Mekudeshesli. So the Rambam is a little bit more mashma that you don't write the name, because the Rambam should have. The Rambam is a parashah. The Rambam is also explaining us pshat in the Gemara. And the Rambam was so same, and he said, you just say Harei At, you don't say her name. So that implies you don't require their names. The Torah also doesn't mention that. The Shulchan Aruch brings a Yesh Omrim that you require their names in Simad Lamed Beis. So what are we going to do with these Rishonim who seem to fly in the face of the Yerushalmi? So it would appear that it's not Shver. Why not? I'll tell you, I'm not going to keep it a secret. Doesn't Yerushalmi in Gittin Perek Gimel Halacha Beis on the Mishnah HaKosev Toivsei Gittin Tzorch Sheyaniach Makom HaIsh VeHaIsha VeHazman. When you write this get, the Tofes, the standard text of the get, you have to leave room for the Makom HaIsh Va'isha ve'azman, and there's a machlokas nirsham between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Hakosev tarfo b'toifes kasher." Reish Lakish says, "Kosev tarfo b'toifes pasul." The Karban Eidah explains. The Kosev Tarfo means that you write a Ramuteris L'chol Adam together with the Toifus. In other words, together with the standard text, you add a Ramuteris L'chol Adam. Even though it's Shalol L'shma, it's still Kosher. That is Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, a Kosev Tarfo, but Toifus Kosher. Shlokish says, no. Kosev Tarfo, but Toifus, puzzle. Why? Because just like you have to leave the names of the couple, you also have to leave Harei Muteris L'chol Adam. Gemara asks, Masnisa Pligi al Rabbi Yochanan. The Mishnah is arguing with Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Because HaKosev Tovse Gitin Tzorech Shianiach Makom HaIsh Umakom Ha'isha Ve'azman. Then when you write the Tofes, says our Girsa, when you write the Tofes, you have to leave a place for the Ish, a place for the Isha, and the Zman. So this would be a Kasha and Rabbi Yochanan, because mashma that you have to, when you're writing the Toref, you have to, when you're writing the Tofes, you have to leave the whole Toref open, including Harei Muteris L'chol Adam. That's an Arah Girsa. However, the Karban Eidah's Girsa in the Yerushalmi is Masnisan Pligi Al Reish Lakish, not a Kashim of Yochan, it's a Kashim Reish Lakish. Because what does it say here in the Mishnah? It says you only have to leave Makom Ha'ish and Makom Ha'isha Ve'azman. But it doesn't say Harei Muteris L'chol Adam. So it's mashma, you can write Harei Muteris L'chol Adam in the Tofes like Rabbi Yochanan. So that, according to the Karban Eidah, is the correct Girsa. And the Gemara answers, Pasar la Vitarfo Imo. The Gemara answers, solution is Vitarfo Imo. Together with the Toref. In other words, not only do you have to leave that we had asked that it implies that makom that Harei Muteris L'chol Adam, you're allowed to write it Shalol L'shma, not like Reish Lakish who says it's pasul. And then the answer is no. Together with the Toref, meaning the Karban Eidah says. Of course you have to leave Harei Muteris. That's the ikar of the get. Rish Lakish holds like Shmuel, an hour Gemara in the Bavli, Gittin 26a, that you have to leave Hareat Muteris L'chol Adam. You have to leave Hareat Muteret L'chol Adam. To leave that open. Rabbi Yochanan holds Hakosev Torah Fetofis Kasher and Hareat Magureshes Hareat Muteres L'chol Adam. You don't have to write the Shema, and therefore the Sofer who writes Tofse Gittin only has to leave Makom Ha'ish Ve'Aisha, but Hareat Muteres L'chol Adam he doesn't have to write the Shema, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan holds in the second parak of the Gemara that if a person writes the Torah b'mechuber, kosher, but he has to leave Shema u'Shema. In other words, he can write Hareat Muteres L'cholam while it's still mechuber. He just has to leave what they're writing on Talosh has to be their actual names. So here we have a machlokes in the Yerushalmi between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about writing the Torah, writing Reish Muteres L'chol Adam Lishma. Reish Lakish holds that it has to be written Lishma, otherwise it's pusul. Rabbi Yochanan holds that it doesn't have to be written Lishma, it's kosher. So we have to understand the ikar of the get is Hareat Muteres L'chol Adam, like it says in the Mishnah, Perek Tes Halacha Beis, Gufo Shel Get Hareat Muteres L'chol Adam. And the Perek Tes Amud Beis says Gufo Shel Get Hareat Muteres L'chol Adam. Rashi says Ikro shall get. Ikro shall get. So why does Rabbi Yochanan hold that you don't require Lishma? It's a safer krisus. And the ikar of the Sefer Krisus is Hareat Muteres L'chol Adam. So how can we say that it doesn't have to be written Lishma? Rabbi Yochanan himself calls it the Torah, if not the Tofes. So why doesn't it require Lishma? It says V'kosav of Sefer Krisus. So we have to say that Rabbi Yochanan holds that V'kosav La that we learn Lishma is only going on Shmo Ushma. V'kosav, he writes his name. La, her name. So Shmo Shma beget, it's not enough to have a machshava Lishma o Lishma. The Lishma you have to write in the get. What's the Lishma written in the get? His name and her name. But the Torah forget doesn't require Lishma, and therefore it's kosher even if he writes the Torah b'mechuber, if he leaves Shmo Shma and he writes it betalish. And therefore it's kosher, even if he writes the Torah b'mechuber, if he leaves Shema u'Shema, and that he writes betalish. It emerges then, that Rabbi Yochanan holds at that we require Shema u'Shema beget, is not because of krisus, like the Rashba and the Ran, and the Ritva hold. That it's because of krisus. What are the let's lashav lashav the Rashi? But umidaraisa, he mishum dechsiv sefer krisus sviras dvar makarsim beino leveina. These names are for krisus. They have to be written in the get. Who's the megaresh, and who's the mizgareshes? So the rishonim, you're writing their names because that's the krisus. Kwee says that their names are explicit in the get. But Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold that way. Rabbi Yochanan holds that it has to be lishma. What's lishma? That you have to write their names lishma. Because of la lishma. And therefore, all you needed is you need to write their names al lishma. You don't need to write aret mugureshes lishma. You only have to write aret mutaris lechol adam. You don't have to write that lishma. All you have to write lishma. It's v'kasav la lishma. His name is lishma, and her name is lishma. The v'kasav is lishmo. La is lishma. That's as far as their names. You don't have to write. And even Reish Lakish, who argues their names, you don't have to write lishma. And even Reish Lakish, who argues with Rabbi Yochanan, and also the Rabbi Magresnes lechol adam, also requires lishma. It's not a right that he argues with Rabbi Yochanan Betzim Adin that he requires lishma beget. Could be that he holds that Torah Haget also requires lishma. In other words, not only do their names have to be lishma, but the Torah of Harei Mutaris Lechol Adam also has to be lishma. If so, according to this, that Shema Lishma Beget is not Midin Krisus, rather Midin Lishma. Vadai, there's no chiluk between Get and Shtar Kedushin, because Shtar Kedushin also has to be Lishma. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, that the whole Torah Faget doesn't require Lishma, the only part that's with Lishma is Shmo Shma. So b'shtar kedushin, that we require lishma bech reach, you have to write their names b'shtar kedushin. Because we know that you learn kedushin from get. So just like by get their names have to be lishma, so too by kedushin, dafka their names have to be lishma. And therefore, since that's Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, that the names need to be lishma, and Reish Lakish also holds that the names, very likely, names need to be lishma, he just holds that the whole Torah has to be lishma. But the whole vort of the Yerushalmi is that the names need to be lishma by Gittin, and therefore if names need to be lishma by Gittin, then names also need to be lishma by Kedushin. Because Kedushin also requires Lishma. And therefore, Yerushalmi Lishitaso say very well that you require Lishma Lishma Bishtar Kedushin. Because we learn Melern Nois from Gittin. Gittin requires Lishma Lishma. Their names have to be written. And if it's a din in Lishma, then the same thing applies to Kedushin. And therefore, the Yerushalmi Perak Aleph Halacha Beis that says that you need their names, Avada and Avada, is Lishitasam. You do need their names for the Yerushalmi, the way the Yerushalmi is learning. But our Gemara, the Bavli, that doesn't mention Shema Ushma, Bishtar Kedushin, because our Gemara learns that you require Shema Ushma, Beget, is Midin Krisus, and therefore Bishtar Kedushin, that's not a sefer krisus. You don't require shmo shma. And now we understand the ritva very well. It was machria, like those mitzvahs rabvisa, like some of those rabbeim, who don't require shmo shma b'shtar kedushin. So nachama, what was the kasha? The kasha was, how can the ritva say that you don't need shmo shma b'shtar kedushin? I we learn from Gittin. And Gin, you do need Shema Shema. Teretz is that Gin, you only need Shema Shema according to the Yerushalmi, midin l'shma. And therefore, according to the Yerushalmi, by Kiddushin, you also need Shema Ushma. So in the Yerushalmi world, in the Jerusalemite Talmud world, you need Shema Ushma by Kiddushin. Because Shema Ushma is required by Gittin, the Ritva will say, because it's a Midin L'Shma. Shema Ushma is Midin L'Shma, not Midin Sefer Krisis. That's all in the world of the Yerushalmi. And therefore, the same thing would apply to Kiddushin. Kiddushin also has to be written L'Shma. But the Bavli, that doesn't mention Shema Ushma by Kiddushin, why not? The answer is, because the Bavli is learning that, you know why you need Shema Ushma by Gerushin? Midin Sefer Krisus. Ah, you need a Midin Sefer Krisus. Kiddushin isn't a Sefer Krisus. In other words, it's a big yisod. When you're learning Kiddushin from Gerushin, you have to see if the aspect of Kiddushin we're learning from Gerushin is common between them. But if it's an aspect of Gerushin that doesn't apply to Kiddushin, then you cannot use that law, that Gerushin law, and learn from that law Dine Kiddushin. So when it comes to, if you're learning Shema Ushma, like the Yerushalmi is learning, that it's Midin, that it has to be written Lishma, the Shtar, so in Achinami that applies to Kiddushin as well. But if you're learning that you need Shema Ushma, like the Bavli might be learning, Midin Sefer Krisus, then by Kiddushin, you don't have to write Shema Ushma, because Kiddushin is not a Sefer Krisus. And that's talk why the Bavli doesn't mention Shema Ushma by Gerushin, by Kiddushin. The Yerushalmi says Shema Ushma by Kiddushin. Because Yerushalmi is learning that it's a din and gittin of the Shema, Seder, applies to Kiddushin as well. But for our purposes, in the Bavli, Shema Ushma is Midin, and the Get is Midin Sefer Krisus, and Memela that doesn't apply to Kiddushin. So there's a long way to go, and I hope we go there. Siyata Dishmaya. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the Koach and the Moach. Lomodu the Lamed Lishma Velas, the Kaimus called Dibre Salma Terasubi Ava. Amen, vi Amen, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends.